original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, July the 27th, and Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing, been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Hope everybody's having a good day. Another one of those days where it rain, sun.
It's
1,000 degrees out there.
Mm-hmm. Tragic. It really is tragic right now. The weather's not in our favor.
The weather's not good enough to do anything.
No. Can't go outside and relax outside because it's too humid.
Anyway, we'll get through it, though.
Yes, we will.
It's a damn shame it wasn't raining in New York last. I told you, the Braves would win game one.
Yes, you did.
I got home. It was the fifth inning. So I sat there and watched them win game one, sat there and watched them lose game two.
Yep.
And only the Braves could split a doubleheader, allowing only one run to the team that they now still trail by 5 games.
Yeah, I knew I was keeping it up on my phone, the scores, and I just said, oh, Bob, I'm going to have to talk to Bobby about this tomorrow. He said it.
Oh.
Losing the doubleheader.
Yeah, we'll be back at it tonight, I guess.
I
always say I'm never watching them again, and I always end up watching them again. So,
well, there you go.
Here's what I would like to do. I don't know what happened there. Here's what I would like to do. With all this craziness going on in college football, just everything, all these Olympics, and I wish I could just go to sleep tonight, wake up the morning of September 4th.
And just be done with all this.
Just get in my car and go to Columbia, and then I'll spend that Sunday figuring out what the hell happened over the last month.
Yeah, it really has been a wild last 3 days, it seems. Like, ton of news coming out. It's quite interesting to follow.
You know, here's what I wish would happen, and it's not going to happen, but what I wish would happen. We're fixing to start the 2021 college football season, right?
Yes.
Whatever you're working on out there expansion-wise, why don't you just keep it under wraps? Tell us about it when the season is over with.
Yeah.
Don't be a distraction during the season. And that's what I'm saying. When you get everything figured out between the NIL, between the playoff expansion, all these conferences, whatever you plan on doing, keep a lid on it. And then January, when the season is over with, just rip the Band-Aid off. And let us know what it is.
It definitely seems like Texas is being classic Texas and trying to grab the headlines before the season starts. But you're right. They should have held this out and focused on the 2021 season
up. I mean, there's so many things out there. We don't know what the hell is going on.
No, we have no clue. And this is going to happen in 2025. We're not even close to being there yet.
It's going to happen before 2025. Lawyers will get involved and they'll get that number reduced. I look for them to join, if not next year, the year after next, something like that. I think that's going to be a lot sooner. But, I mean, just rip the Band-Aid off. Let us know. I mean, just, you know, and there's no way they could let us know. We won't know what the end result is by the time college football starts.
Right. No.
And I don't want this to be a distraction to the season. So just keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Keep it amongst you. You did it for 6 months, yeah, Oklahoma and Texas.
Why did this have to be public information?
I don't know. Why did they do it on the third day of the SEC media days?
Yeah, exactly.
Right before Texas A&M was taking the stand.
Seems very calculated.
They're not taking the stand. That would be they were in the court, but their appearance at SEC media days. I don't think that was any coincidence whatsoever.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, just, you know what I mean? Yeah. We got so many – we haven't figured out the NIL yet. We don't know what the playoff situation is going to be. And now we got all this crazy, which everybody expects the SEC to maybe expand more. The end result is going to be, and we keep using the word super conference, because that's what we'll end up with, whether we have one, two, or three super conferences. But they're going to have over 20 teams in it. So we have a hell of a lot more expansion out there probably.
Yes.
If that's where we're going. But, you know, just again, slap it on my desk January the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
After college football's over with.
Yeah, let the season play out, and then let's talk after the season. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, but anyway, we have a poll question today. And it involves both Carolina and Clemson fans. And the question is, to the fan base, if given the chance, in other words, they were invited, would you like to see Clemson in the SEC?
It's a good question.
And I gave Clemson fans a yes or no. I gave Carolina fans a yes or no. Right now, 100 people have voted. 32% say yes. Clemson would love to see Clemson in the SEC. 15% said no. South Carolina, 22% of the Carolina fans said yes. They'd like to see Clemson in the SEC. And 31% say no. They would not like to see Clemson in the SEC. So that is our question to you, whether you're a Carolina or a Clemson fan. Really would like to hear from you Clemson fans.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the chance, if the SEC came calling, would you want to see Clemson leave the ACC, join the SEC?
You know, coming from an unbiased opinion, neither fan, I'm not a Gamecock or Clemson fan, I would love to see Clemson hop in the SEC and start playing some big dogs every week for sure.
Well, here's the thing that you need to fix. You need to figure out right now. If they call on Clemson, then we're definitely looking at forming a super conference.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to be left out.
No. You're going to want to get in because there's going to be a lot of money right. coming this
you
way.
You have a lot of natural rivalries, Clemson does. Clemson, Georgia, you have a lot of familiarity mm-hmm. with the teams in this area. You played Auburn. You played Alabama. You play South Carolina every year.
A&M.
You've had a series with A&M. So, I mean, you almost, if you're Clemson and you have the opportunity to join the SEC, to me, that signals, they already have 16 teams now.
Right.
Because they got to do all these votes and everything. That's just, you know.
It's over. Texas and Oklahoma are part of the SEC.
It's done. It's a done deal. But if they come asking for Clemson, then that tells me, we're looking at much bigger things right now.
Yes. Definitely.
You know, you're talking about, say, let's split the country in half. You're talking about the SEC grabbing everything they can get, Big Ten and Pac-12 getting together, grabbing everything they can get, and I guess in the end, maybe we only have two conferences, three maybe, the max.
An East and a West, that might make the most sense.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
as far as super conferences go,
I don't read the room any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know if you're a Clemson fan. Would you like to see Clemson in the SEC? If you're a Carolina fan, are you okay with Clemson joining the SEC? Number to call, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Lots of ways you can listen to the show. You can go online, listen to us online, charlestonsportsradio.com. If you have an Alexa device, all you got to say is, get that crazy guy at 3 o'clock, and boom, I come on.
You'll be right there. It's amazing. Yeah. All you got to do, that crazy guy on at 3 o'clock, Alexa knows what you're talking about.
That's right. You can download the app from the App Store, Google Play. Just download ESPN Charleston. So a number of ways you can get us. And you can do the old-fashioned thing by just listening to us on the radio.
Hop in the car and listen to us on the good old FM.
9 days until the NFL Hall of Fame game. 9 days until preseason college football camps open up. That'll be next Thursday. That'll be a week from Thursday.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
39 days until Clemson plays Georgia. And heck with that. The America wants to see Eastern Illinois and South Carolina. I'm telling you.
America's
game.
It's
going to be a ratings boom.
Oh, yeah. Millions upon millions of people will tune in.
Maybe the most watched game ever on the internet.
Heard it here first, people.
Because that's the only way you can get it.
Actually, is it on what, YouTube TV or?
It's on SEC Plus. So anyway, so we're 39 days from that, 44 days until the NFL season opener. And who is that? Is the Patriots and the Cowboys?
I do believe so. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. And we are 114 days until our Fan Talk Families Radiothon. That'll be coming up on November the 18th. That is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So start saving your pennies.
Do it now. Do it now. Put them in the piggy bank.
So also, listen up today. We got a pair of River Dogs. Actually, we got four tickets for a River Dogs game coming up this Thursday night down at the Joe. So we'll give those away today as well. We'll take a break and we'll come back and get you caught up on the Olympics and what else ever happened in sports on yesterday. So we'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah. Give us some time.
Tell you about the damn Braves.
Mm.
God, I was mad last night.
I'm sure you were, Bobby. I'm sure you were.
I mean, I just felt like I'd wasted my time.
Yeah. That's what it feels like as a sports fan, you know? Like, what are we doing every single night?
I just wasted 3 hours.
For nothing.
So, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Accidents on North 17 in Mount Pleasant at Brickyard and out in McClellanville at Rutledge Road. That's right near Hampton Plantation. We also have reports of an accident and a nap at Johnny Dots, Calhoun near Courtney downtown. And if you're traveling out in North Charleston, we have reports of an accident, Ashley Phosphate, out between Peppermill and Cross County. Taking a look around, heavy traffic, not too much of a problem on your major roadways, although the Mara Clark westbound is trying to slow down over the Don Holt Bridge already. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere, quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. An evening thunderstorm in spots with a low around 76. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm around, a high around 84. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s Thursday and Friday, with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Have you missed working in the medical field? Have you been wanting to make a difference in our local community? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical unit. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career. It's their calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on Country Tune Tuesday.
Yeah, bear with me, folks. Might be some bro country coming your way.
I know it's going to be bro country.
Come on, Bob.
We'll have a very own tribute to Luke Bryan today or
Luke
something.
Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Darius Rucker. I'm pulling them all out the weeds, ladies and gentlemen.
843-721-9500 is the number to call in case you missed it. Braves beat the Mets last night 2-0 in game one, and then lost 1-0 in game two.
Shocker.
Again, the Braves gave up one run and a doubleheader and split the doubleheader.
We can't get to 500 in this series, right?
Yeah, well, you still can.
You just got to win like the next
three in a row. You got to win the next three. And you'll be one game over 500.
Let's go, boys.
Braves are now 49-51, 5 games back of the Mets. A lot of one-run games last night. 7-9 games played last night, decided by one run. At the Olympics, of course, the big news out of the Olympics today, Simone Biles basically dropped out of the gymnastics.
Out of the team event, yeah. I believe she still will be competing in the individual event. But, yeah, she dropped out.
It was first it was reported as a medical issue, and then it ended up evolving into a mental health type issue.
Right, yeah. And I think when I looked at that and when the reason she dropped out, I kind of look at it as her difficulty level of all of her attempts and all of her vaults and everything like that is so much higher than everybody else that if she's off a little bit mentally, she could really, really injure herself because nobody's attempting what she's doing.
And she didn't want to hurt the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could tell from the other night she was off.
Oh, yeah, and at the trials, too, even when she was doing her vaults and everything. Obviously, she won, but her face still seemed off. She looked like she was overthinking a ton.
She said she withdrew from the team finals over mental health concerns and that those competing are not just athletes. We are people. So United States settled for the silver medal in the team competition. USA softball lost to Japan 2-0 in the gold medal game, so they get the silver there. U.S. women's basketball beat Nigeria 81-72. United States women's soccer team, 0-0 draw against Australia. They do advance to the knockout stage. And Naomi Osaka, whose mental concerns have been well documented, she lost to French Open finalist Marcota Vondroušová.
Woo!
How about that?
Very nice.
Vondroušová. From Czechoslovakia. She lost 6-1, 6-4. So the medal count going into today, 9 gold, 7 silver, 8 bronze for the United States.
We're getting back.
We're leading. We got the most medals right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just gave us a little time, right?
Yep. So we'll see. So a weird day at the Olympics for sure.
Yeah, hopefully Simone can get back mentally correct and get her up in the individual events because she is phenomenal to watch.
All right, Carolina Clemson fans, if given a chance, would you like to see Clemson in the Southeastern Conference? 843-721-9500. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
I was curious on what's going to happen in scheduling, especially with, like, Carolina and the Palmetto Bowl event that's coming up, like, usually Thanksgiving weekend. Now, what's going to happen if Clemson does go to the SEC and everybody wants to see Clemson play Carolina first? We don't like that, but...
All right, Dave, your phone's messing up real bad. I don't know what will happen with scheduling. You know, if it stays at 16 teams and if they go to that pod system, the Carolina Clemson rivalry would still be intact now. You know, the SEC does their conference scheduling. They could come up and put a conference game. If we go to a nine-game schedule, they could put a conference game in that Thanksgiving week spot. I don't think they will. The Southeastern Conference is really good about trying to preserve rivalries and stuff like that. So right now, I mean, Carolina will play Clemson. If they join the conference or if they don't join the conference, Carolina will play Clemson.
Right. That has to happen every
but,
year.
But, I mean, there's always the possibility that game might not always fall on the last weekend of the season. But you've got Alabama-Auburn that day, Florida-Florida State that day, Kentucky-Louisville that day. I don't think you'll see any changes in when Carolina and Clemson play. At least I hope not. But anyway, River Dogs have a doubleheader today, 5 o'clock start on that. They'll pick up the first game in the second inning. With the score, nothing, and they'll have a seven-inning game two. Braves are at the Mets tonight, and we'll have that 7 o'clock tonight on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m., and also the Battery in action tonight. They are at Loudoun United. So full night of Major League Baseball, everything under the lights tonight, and, of course, we've got the Olympics day 5 tonight. So let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how are you today?
Good.
You know, on the SEC deal, I don't see why the SEC would want to take an odd number of teams. They probably do want Clemson, but if they add Oklahoma and Texas, I think the most likely scenario is they just going to bring in Clemson and drop South Carolina, which makes – I think the Post and Courier is reporting that the Southern Conference is going to extend an invitation to South Carolina pretty soon.
Yeah, everybody got jokes. Everybody got jokes today.
Bobby, this ain't no joke. Heck, you should be excited about it because, I mean, Carolina would go from, like, the worst team in the SEC to the second-best team in the Southern Conference overnight, right behind the Citadel. I mean, it'd be a huge improvement for them and their brand.
Everybody's got jokes. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 843-721. Man, this microphone is messing up. Slinging Luke, man, slings that microphone out.
Oh, yeah.
Now I look at it hard and it messes up.
He does move around a ton.
Anyway, Carolina's not going anywhere.
No.
Unless the only scenario would happen with if they just dissolved. Let's say they go to the Super Conference, and they just dissolved all conference affiliations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they had an agreement with one Super Conference had an agreement with 32 teams, another one had an agreement with 32 teams. They just dissolved all the conferences. And then, boom, they announce, here are our 32 teams. That'd be the only way South Carolina would not be in the Southeastern Conference.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you might see the Southeastern. You might see all these. I'm just thinking out of the box here. But if you can afford super conferences, you got to think the end plan is to go all the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we're starting with these with these first two teams coming, you have to know that there are more coming, and some schools are going to get left out, but I do not believe that South Carolina is going to be a school that they leave out of the SEC.
I mean, you know, before that happened, they would have certain agreements with schools, and then one day they might announce, we're dissolving the Southeastern Conference, Big Ten. We're dissolving the Big Ten.
It's all one.
And then the next day, oh, but we got Super Conference B and Super Conference A.
Right.
Whatever, the American Super Conference, the National Super Conference, whatever they decide to call it.
Yeah.
And they've got their 32 teams each lined up.
Mm-hmm. That
would not surprise me at all in the next 5-10 years.
I'd say like a 10-year span, I think you might be onto something there. That's really what we could see, just making it one big melting pot of teams. Hopefully the rivalries can still say the same, though. I think that's what a lot of fans like yourself are concerned about, is like the tradition and the rivalries. That we need to keep those regardless of conferences or not.
Who knows? I'm just throwing out that. That would not surprise me. I think that might be the end game right there.
Yes.
However long it takes to get there. But and by the way, and when we say if the SEC invites Clemson, we're assuming they're going to invite other people.
Right.
There are rumors out there they've talked to Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, Penn State.
Which would be a stunner.
Yeah, that would be wild if they wouldn't go over to the Pac-12.
Yeah,
but
I mean, if you want to do it two at a time, great example. You go out to Penn State and Clemson.
Yes.
Two national brand powers.
Top tens.
That come in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know where we're going with this. Like I said, I wish I could go to sleep, wake up September 4th that morning, get in my car and go to Columbia and watch football.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming Eastern Illinois hasn't joined the Pac-12.
Heard that they're a juggernaut. I've heard they're a juggernaut.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Yeah, hey, Bobby. I wanted to talk to you about Simone Biles and this story, you know, that it's a mental issue. It makes it sound like she's had a breakdown. I tend to try to compare the pressure that she's under. Here's this young woman. She's 24. It's been 5 years since she's been hailed as the greatest woman gymnast of all times. She's had all this pressure put on her, and you look at the routines that she has to do, and the fact that her whole country is relying on her, what that kind of mental stress and pressure must be for a young lady of 24. And all I think of is in golf, you've got guys like Jordan Spieth, who all he's got to do is swing the club. He's got one motion that he uses all the time. He cracks up, you know, and has a, you know, a massive wreckage on the way to a Masters, or Rory does that. And nobody says, oh, they had a mental breakdown. I just think this young lady has been under such stress and such strain, and the whole country looking towards her, that she overthink, you know, overthought it, and the stress got to her. But I don't think it's a mental problem. I think she just said, I can't do this.
Right. I mean that was the word used by the media, the mental health part of it.
Well, and I think that's what's unfair to say it's a mental
health.
Well,
I mean, that's
issue.
The same verbiage that Naomi Osaka's used. A lot of people have used that verbiage of late. So, I mean, I don't look at that as a negative. Yeah, she's under an enormous amount of pressure. And I think when she struggled, when you have that much expected on you, and in the preliminaries the other night, she stepped off on mm-hmm. one of the and
on the floor routine.
So that makes you try 10 times harder.
Yes.
The pressure just grows and grows, and somebody that young, it just gets to them. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I appreciate it. Nobody's saying she had a mental breakdown.
No, it's – I think when the word mental health is just your mental stability, how you're feeling at that moment.
Right.
It's much like your physical health. We have to look at it in the same way. If your leg's feeling off, it's the same thing as your brain feeling a tad bit
right.
off, you know?
I just – you know, and we got to take a break here because we're running really late. Mm. But I saw – somebody made an interesting point today. These are all young kids. Social media is such a big part of their life right now, and it is such a negative cesspool.
Yes.
That may be attributing to some of these young athletes going through all this
last
stuff.
Last night on Twitter, I mean, people are just attacking Simone Biles, and you have to think that that is just going on her entire life.
Right.
I couldn't even imagine being at the height she is with all that negativity.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
One of the questions that we're asked most at Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers is, how are you different? To which we answer, our name says it all. We're a manufacturing jeweler. We buy our stones loose. We cast our settings and mountings in precious gold and platinum and silver. Then we set those stones in rings, pendants, and earrings for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, and special gifts, eliminating the expensive middleman, creating savings that we're able and eager to pass on to you. But at Scatell's, we go even farther. We teach you about diamonds in a free seminar where, under a microscope, you'll see how one stone differs from another, why cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are so important in your choice, and how for more than 30 years, with no pressure, no obligation, we've helped thousands in the Lowcountry buy more diamond than they thought they could ever afford. That's what makes Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers different. In Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and at Scatell's.com.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds, to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. No Rafe Judge today, no NASCAR for 2 weeks, so he's actually having surgery on his neck tomorrow. So
oh, really?
He had a bunch of stuff to do today to get ready for that. So
T's and P's, Mr. Rafe.
No Rafe. Well, there's nothing, no NASCAR to talk about.
Well, yeah. Can't have you in.
Other than the fact that Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman used the wrong engine.
Did they?
In the last race.
That's great.
But anyway, Big South media preseason poll came out today. Monmouth picked to win the Big South, followed by Kennesaw State, North Carolina A&T. Charleston Southern picked to finish fourth. Campbell fifth, Gardner Webb sixth, Hampton seventh, and Robert Morris picked to finish last in the league. So that came down about noon this afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, you talked a little bit about Osaka, a little bit about what a phony she is. You know, she's the one that can't handle the press, right? She breaks down because the press is all over. And then, you know, I think you're talking about these. You're talking about the same thing we're talking about, Instagram. She can't take the pressure of Instagram and her endorsements that are not selling, or the pressure from the business end of it. I mean, come on, look at McEnroe, Sampras, Agassi, you know, Steffi Graf. All of them had to face the press, and they had less business endorsement deals. I think it has a lot to do with her as a 22-year-old who's not mature enough to understand the business aspect of it, and wants to be on Instagram. And but then she plays in the Olympics. I mean, come on, she's a total fraud and a phony. She's the number one player in the country. That's not the kind of, you know, player that other tennis players want to be leaders. You know, I just think she's a total phony when it comes to that.
All right. I appreciate the call. I'm not going to judge. I don't know these girls. I'm certainly not an Olympian.
Yeah.
You know, Crown and Coke ever gets entered as an Olympic sport, I'm
ooh,
in.
Yeah.
I'm going for the gold.
We're at least meddling in that category. You're on the podium.
I'm going for the gold bag.
Absolutely.
That's right. But I'm not going to question these. But I thought the article, God, I forget who wrote it, you know, about social media's impact on young people these days.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Like, I've grown up with a phone in my hand for a majority of my life and been able to keep in contact with people always, and more importantly, be able to see other things happening and see other conversations.
Right.
It is all hate on social media. There is
I mean, you could tweet something like, today is a beautiful day, and you're going to get somebody, say, making something negative.
Somebody
out
will
of it.
Send you something bad that happened today and let you know that today is not a good day.
I mean,
that's social media.
I mean, and if you're an athlete, a star power, and probably with how many followers you think Simone Biles has on Twitter?
Tens of millions. Combined with her social media, I mean, she's one of the most famous athletes in the world. I'm sure 65-70% of her feed is hate.
Right.
That's social media. You see it all the time. You know Twitter's the most toxic place ever. I can't imagine what is being said to Simone right
now. You either got to – if you can't shut it out, shut it off.
Yeah. You can't look at it.
You know, cut your phone off, close your computer. If you can't shut it – you know, if you can't shut it out, shut it off.
And that's the problem with, like, my generation is, like – we've never shut it off. And so that is our livelihood, to keep in contact with people, I guess. But when it comes to, you know, Naomi and Simone, it really seems like it's not the – obviously, we don't know what it's like to be an Olympian, but it's not so much the pressure-packed moment. It's more of what's going on the outside and in maybe their personal lives that's affecting them on the inside here at the Olympics.
I mean, 90%. Of what's on Twitter is negative.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe that's a little high.
You got to follow, like, Rex Chapman, the good news correspondent, to get any kind of good news on Twitter nowadays.
I'm not going to judge these girls. I don't know.
We don't know what's going on.
But they aren't the first Olympic athletes to ever have pressure.
No.
Every Olympic athlete has pressure. I would say this year's Olympics is so different, because our country is so divided, it's not like an entire country is even behind these people.
No, and that's really seems like the problem. We've never had an Olympics like that before.
Every athlete has pressure.
Yes, absolutely.
Pressure to win. Pressure not to fail.
Especially if you have tens of millions of followers
social
media.
I don't know what it is now, but it seems like young people these days are having trouble dealing with it.
Right.
For some reason.
I would say it's the constant, you know, hate. It's the constant pressure that comes from the social media. It's really, social media has ruined
Right.
Athletes.
That should be like the skateboarders. Those guys fall down, they get up laughing.
They laugh, they're piecing up at the crowd like, we're good, yeah. Baby, we're good.
Some guy he went right into a wall.
Oh, yeah. Nijah Houston ate like two or three times, and he got up smiling, like dapping everybody up.
Hang out with the skateboarders. Get a better attitude.
Yeah, exactly. So calm down.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, I got two questions for you. The poll question, I wouldn't mind seeing Clemson get in there. And, in fact, it would probably make some of us Carolina fans be able to finally not say that they don't play anybody if they were to get in the conference, because, as a whole, I think it would make the conference even better. The one question I got for you is that they do expand it more than just, say, Texas and A&M, would they have to add on more conference games to the schedule?
Oh, yeah, I think that's coming anyway with the 16 teams. I think it goes to at least 9 conference games a year.
Now, what if they go to 20? Do they expand again?
Do I now?
What if they go to 20 teams? Would they expand it to 10 conference games?
They could.
Now, would you still have the rival games at the end of the year? That's the only thing I'm wondering.
They could very well do that. They'll leave a weekend open for rivalries and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I would imagine. Again, I'll go back. Let's just say if you jump to 10 conference games, I don't know if that last weekend of the year will be open for Clemson. It might be a middle of the season type thing. I hope not.
Right.
At this point, nothing would surprise me. Nothing.
Yeah, and one last thing too, Bobby. I know the season's just right around the corner. Now, the fans that we are, what would you do or how would you feel if, say, by odd chance South Carolina would lose that first game? Then what? I'm just saying.
I'm moving to Tuscaloosa.
What's that?
That's where I am, yeah.
I mean, how bad would that be for Beamer if that were to happen?
Shut up,
I mean,
Billy. We're not even going to talk like that. Shut up.
Okay. All right. And
get off my
crown,
phone. Get off my phone.
As far as crown drinking, I think you would absolutely win the gold. I'll talk to you later.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Get off my phone.
We're busy.
And don't even talk like that.
You moved to Tuscaloosa? No, you.
I go somewhere.
Somewhere.
Think I'm sitting around here on come back on that Monday morning and that people give me grief because we lost to Eastern Illinois?
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, the Pac-12's looking at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Get off my phone.
All right. It is official. Oklahoma and Texas have formally applied to the SEC for membership starting July 1st, 2025. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that's the goal 1 minute, but they have to say that to make the Big 12 folks happy. I think lawyers will get involved now. Lawyers are going to make a lot of money here over the next couple of years between these two schools and that conference.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Trust me that. But wouldn't surprise me as early as next year, maybe 2 years, maybe next year in all sports but football.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very easy to do.
Absolutely.
Basketball, baseball, those would be very easy to incorporate next year's schedule.
Yep.
Now, we already played Texas and Columbia this year in baseball.
That's right. Yeah, it would be beneficial for every sport.
Right.
So.
Joe's an Oklahoma fan. He came in and running his mouth about Oklahoma baseball and stuff like that. I said, last time I saw Oklahoma baseball, we were waving bye to you when you were leaving Omaha.
Yeah, he said Sooners are on the rise.
So SEC president and chancellors, they have scheduled a meeting for Thursday. And, of course, they'll discuss expansion and whether to add Oklahoma and Texas. So my best guess, I would think we'll know, it will be approved by Friday.
Yeah?
I think so. If they're meeting Thursday, again,
seems like
we would not be where we are if they didn't know they already had the votes.
Yeah, seems like a very realistic.
And it looks like Texas A&M has come around as well.
Yeah, they
which
understand.
Right now is one of the best things to even come out of all this is that Texas A&M and Texas will actually start playing football again.
That's great. I can't wait for A&M to beat them up every year.
I saw a quote today that said, if you see someone wearing a Texas A&M shirt, chances are they went to Texas A&M. If you see somebody wearing a Texas shirt, chances are they went to Walmart.
Mm. That's pretty true.
I like that. So Texas and Oklahoma Board of Regents, they have announced a special meeting Friday to discuss conference membership at their respective schools. Big 12 presidents, they are meeting on Thursday. So there you go. What'd I do?
No, nothing. Nothing. Oh. You didn't do anything. Just got another break before this
break. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
We do have one more break before the end of hour.
We haven't been on time for a break. I've been late every break this hour.
That'd
so
be a good show.
All right. I'm glad you pointed that out. We need to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
In Mount Pleasant, we have reports of an accident in Long Point near Whipple. Use caution. North 17 in McClellanville at Rutledge Road near Hampton Plantation. Reports of an accident. Miles Jamison at Judith. There is a wreck as well. If you're traveling Rutledge at Sumter downtown, watch for a wreck. Out in the north area, there is an accident Leeds Avenue at Seabray Drive and Rivers Avenue at Melnick. That's right in front of the Cruz Chevrolet. Do be careful and watch for heavy traffic as it tries to build on your major routes home, including the Mark Clark and Interstate westbound. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. An evening thunderstorm in spots with a low around 76. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm around, a high around 84. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s Thursday and Friday, with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are not your diagnosis.
And vision loss does not define you.
Your drive defines you.
And we are here to let those challenged with blinding retinal diseases know
that we are driven too.
To be a beacon of strength.
A champion of courage.
An advocate for hope.
And we are stronger together.
We fund.
We fight.
We win.
We are the foundation fighting blindness.
Join the fight at fightingblindness.org.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, Major League Baseball night. Everything under the lights. Marlins at the Orioles, Nationals at the Phillies, Brewers are at the Pirates, Braves are at the Mets. Then we'll have that tonight on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Blue Jays are at the Red Sox, Yankees are at the Rays, Cardinals are at the Indians, Diamondbacks at the Rangers, Reds are at the Cubs, White Sox at the Royals, Tigers at the Twins, Rockies are at the Angels, Dodgers at the Giants, Astros at the Mariners, and the A's are at the Padres. And again, today is day five of the Olympics in Tokyo. I vote that we have the Olympics in America every year so we don't have to sit here and figure out what's live, what's taped.
Yeah. We need it on our schedule over here, everybody.
The world needs to change. If we have to change our clocks once or twice a year, let the world change their clock.
Yeah, aren't we like the only people that do that? Or is that recognized around the world? Stand by.
Oh, no, I think we're the only idiots to do it. We have some states that don't even do it.
Yeah, like Arizona. They don't. When I was there, they don't.
Right.
They're not West Coast time, but they're, you know, an hour before.
Well, the politicians promise us each and every year they're going to do away with it, and they never do.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sun setting at 7:30, people. I don't know about anybody else.
I don't need a daylight at 9 o'clock.
Oh, no. I think when...
And I don't need dark in the wintertime at 5 o'clock.
No, I think 6:30, start getting a little dark. Let's get an hour till the sun is set around 7:30, and then I'm
there
ready
you
go. To go.
There you go. We're all good. When I'm king, I will make that happen, I guess.
That's
maybe.
Coming soon.
I don't know.
Rumor has it.
We got something else coming now to college football. New Players Association launched yesterday. Their goal is to organize and represent college football players as they push for more rights. It is the College Football Players Association, led by former University of Minnesota professor Jason. I don't have my glasses here. I want to get Jason's name right. Jason Stahl. And he has assembled a group of attorneys, academians, and athletes. And get this now. They plan to start recruiting and signing up dues-paying members this week.
Oh.
What does that sound like to you?
Who's paying some dues?
Sounds like a union.
Yeah, that's a...
What that sounds like to me.
Players Association.
Yeah. Not a union, but it sounds... You're paying dues for them to represent you?
I think I've seen a couple movies about this.
Yeah, it sounds like we are definitely looking at some type of union here. So, just another thing.
The entire landscape of college football is changed as we know it.
And as far as we know, Mark Emmert is on the beach drinking Corona with Snoop Dogg right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, does anybody even know where he is?
No, we haven't heard anything from him. Not a peep out of you.
I know he doesn't have any control over football. But he does have control over things like players forming unions.
Yes, he does.
And stuff like that.
He could stick his nose in, and this is probably something that he should stick his nose in.
So, I'm assuming he's on the beach with Snoop, you know, drinking some Coronas.
Hey, that wouldn't be a bad gig. I don't know about you. You've seen those commercials.
Mark Emmert and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that's a, you know, a strange pair.
I'd watch that series on YouTube, that's for sure. I'd listen to that podcast.
With Martha Stewart out there with him, too.
She's mediating
in
both
a bikini.
Of them. Oh, that'd be... Well, wait. Well, wait a minute.
I went too far, didn't I?
You did.
I'm sorry.
Miss Stewart just needs to be there.
I always do that. All right, we're coming up on a break here in a minute. When we go to break, if you are the third caller, I have four tickets to Thursday's River Dogs game. Columbia in town all week. Taking on the Red Hot River Dogs, best team, and not only the low A, but the best record in all of minor league baseball. So, four tickets Thursday night. Your Fireflies in town to take on the River Dogs. Again, when we go to break, be the third caller, and you can win these tickets. Come by, pick them up here at the station. They'll be up front with your name on it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You know, birthdays and anniversaries are just a few of those special moments in life. So if you want to show her how special she is, Scatell her. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're working the metals, setting the gems, creating each unique piece. And with our professional staff, we can help you choose the latest fashion perfect for her. Scatell her you love her for that next special moment, and she'll kiss you even before she opens the box. Scatell's, Mount Pleasant and Charleston. If you know she's the perfect one, let us help you create the perfect ring. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're your full-service jewelry manufacturer. You see, we eliminate the middleman and create your special ring all on site. And with our free diamond seminar and vast loose diamond selection, you're assured of the right decision while getting the best value. Scatell her, you lover. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, locally owned in Mount Pleasant and Charleston.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd, Stokes Auto on Rivers Avenue, with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBV for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new Pilot Elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tagging with $199.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offer don't combine.
USC Gamecocks, Florida State Seminoles, Wofford Terriers, the Clemson Tigers, University of Georgia Bulldogs, Texas Longhorns, Roll Tide Alabama, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, South Carolina State Bulldogs, Tennessee Volunteers, the Citadel Bulldogs, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and Coastal Carolina. Who's your favorite college team? They're all fixing to kick off college football season. And if you're a college football fan, and you need to be at Stono Ferry for the 2021 kickoff to college football ESPN Golf Tournament. Thursday, August 19th at the Links at Stono Ferry. ESPN will dress out the winning foursome with your school's gear, print of your team stadium, and best of all, your team will go to your favorite school's homecoming 2021 courtesy of ESPN. That's right, bring you and three of your best buddies dressed in your favorite school colors. And the winning foursome scores tickets to their college homecoming game. Just go to charlestonsportsradio.com to register your foursome for the 2021 kickoff to college football golf tournament presented by ESPN Charleston.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Steely Dan, Absolutely Normal Tour 2021. Steely Dan, live in concert. Performing the greatest hits for one night only. North Charleston Performing Arts Center, October 20th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. For more info, check SteelyDan.com.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this. They could have done the first half of the year on NBC.
Yeah.
Fox on the second half of the year. That way you would not have that conflict of interest.
Yeah, I think NASCAR was...
Fox ain't got nothing to show.
No. No, not right now. Not so, even local stuff anymore.
Not really. Not really at all. 843-721-95.